This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to put in sincere effort to address people's aspirations and necessities. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gokul Prasad Banskota says government working to end anomalies in politics and bureaucracy. Government decides to form different committee to resolve border disputes with India and China. Supreme Court decrees telecommunication company Ncell to pay over 21.10 billion in capital gains tax, and Israel's Attorney General Hatzor's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud and breach of trust in connection with three separate cases. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directed the government ministers and secretaries to keep on their efforts to fulfill people's aspiration. Talking to members of the reshuffled cabinet and secretaries at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Oli directed the ministers to develop a report on the status of work under their ministries within 4 days. He also directed the authorities concerned to coordinate to ensure that the work of laying drinking water pipe, power poles and blacktopping of the road were done in an orderly manner. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is working to resolve border-related disputes with India. Prime Minister Oli said the encroached land would be taken back through diplomatic dialogue with India. Similarly, he shared that Nepal has got international recognition to its efforts for and commitment to development, social justice and protection of democracy. He urged the ministers to make the people aware about good works done by the government and wipe out rumours. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota has said the government has been working to end the anomalies in the political and administrative sectors of the country. Answering a question regarding the commitment paper of Nepali Congress stating 21 weaknesses of the government spokesperson and Minister Banskota said the government has been working to end all form of malpractices in administrative and political sectors since Nepali Congress led the administrative power. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Banskota has said separate committees will be formed to inspect the borders with both the neighbours India and China. Sharing the decision of the cabinet meetings held on November 15 and 19, Minister Banskota said the government appointed Satya Raj Gurung of Shangs as the appeal official at the Credit Recovery Appeal at Tribunal. It also decided to add positions of judges in 47 districts. The cabinet also endorsed the Visit Nepal Year 2020 program, Operation Procedures 2076, and Endangered Wildlife and Plants International Trade Control Regulations 2076. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers yesterday. At a special program organized at Sheetal Niwas, President Bhandari administered oath of office and secrecy to Minister for Federal Affairs and Local Administration Rides Tripathi, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Khanushyam Bhusal, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Lekhraj Bhatta, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Welfare Rameshwar Rai Yadav, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nembang, and Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Parbat Gurung. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli administered oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed state ministers on the occasion. Minister of State for Industry Motilal Dugard, Minister of State for Health and Population Nabraj Rawat, and Minister of State for Urban Development Rambir Mananda took oath of office and secrecy. Present on the occasion were Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ashwar Pokhrel, former Prime Ministers, Ministers, Chiefs of Constitutional Bodies and Security Bodies, and high-level officials of the government. President Bidya Devi Bhandari On Wednesday, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister and in accordance with Article 76(9) of the Constitution, reshuffled the Council of Ministers with some new appointments and changes in portfolio. Newly appointed Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ridhas Tripathi, has said he would work towards making the Personnel Administration Act by resolving the policy and structural problems that existed in the sector. Taking charge of his office at the ministry yesterday, he said there was a psychological problem in relation to the employees' adjustment. Newly appointed Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ridhas Tripathi, has said he would work towards making the Personnel Administration Act by resolving the policy and structural problems that existed in the sector. Likewise, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Basantha Kumar Nembang, has expressed his commitment to giving impetus to the works and functions of the ministry. Similarly, newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Lekhoraj Bhatta, has said he will work devotedly to develop and promote industries in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. A chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said the remaining talks or peace process would be settled soon, addressing a program organized by the Conflict Victims Common Platform on the occasion of 13th anniversary of the signing of Comprehensive Peace Accord yesterday. Chairman Dahal reiterated that anyone involving in the serious crimes during the revolution period must be punished. He said the acts relating to the peace process and justice would be amended after garnering suggestions from the victims' families from all seven states. On the occasion, former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal urged Chairman Dahal to be further active to this regard. The Supreme Court has ruled that the telecom provider company Ncell Private Limited should pay 21,139,071,565 rupees as capital gains tax to the government of Nepal. The court gave the verdict after summoning the hearings regarding the Ncell capital gains tax dispute. According to the full text of the decision taken by a full bench of justices, Tej Bahadur KC, Purushottam Bhandari, Dambar Bahadur Shahi, Susmalata Mathema Manoj Kumar Sharma on August 26, the telecommunication company should also pay the interest of the amount. The full text of the verdict was unveiled yesterday. Major opposition Nepali Congress has urged all sides to not conduct any activity that negatively affects the election. It also drew the attention of the Election Commission to stop the activities that violate the Election Code of Conduct. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has directed the concerned bodies to manage prompt security in view of upcoming South Asian Games. At a security meeting in the ministry yesterday, Minister Thapa directed the concerned sites to ensure effective security for the games. Minister Thapa said the master security plan in view of the South Asian Games is being prepared, incorporating the Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and officials at the National Investigation Department. The 13th South Asian Games is taking place from 1st to 10th December in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Kaski and Thanusa. Former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Krishna Bahadur Mara, has filed an appeal at the Patan High Court challenging the decision of Kathmandu District Court to send him to custody on attempt to rape charges. Record keeper at the High Court, Baburam Dahal, said Mahara filed petition challenging the district court's decision, seeking an order to let him stay on bail until the verdict over the case. The 4th National Agricultural Machinery Exhibition 2076 is taking place in Chitwan. From today, the Ford Expo will take place at the Expo Center constructed by the Chitwan Association of Industries. The Expo aims to provide information on agro-related modern technology, different agri-machines, equipment and service to the farmers in one place. More than 100 stalls will be kept in the Expo. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Israel's Attorney General has charged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud and breach of trust in connection with three separate cases. Netanyahu is alleged to have accepted gifts from wealthy businessmen and dispensed favors to try to get more positive press coverage. The Prime Minister described the charges as an attempted coup, blaming them on a tainted process. He has also insisted he will not resign and is not legally obliged to do so. In a televised speech, Netanyahu said authorities were not after the truth, but they were after him, and called on the country to investigate the investigators. At least 8 people have been killed when security forces and the supporters of former President Evo Morales clashed at an Alto fuel plant. This has exposed a deep rift between Morales, most indigenous supporters and the interim government of the president, Jeanine Apnaes, who has called for new elections. His supporters want Apnaes to step down and the government to withdraw a supreme decree that says the army and police will not be held accountable in what it referred to as their effort to impose security. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has published a report detailing a range of human rights abuses in Chile since protests started a month ago. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the western region along with partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to put in sincere effort to address people's aspirations and necessities. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says government working to end anomalies in politics and bureaucracy. Government decides to form different committee to resolve border disputes with India and China. Supreme Court decrees telecommunication company Ncell to pay over 21.10 billion in capital gains tax. And Israel's Attorney General charges Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud and breach of trust in connection with three separate cases. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.